on blue. Blue chased a possum up a cinnamon tree. Blue looked at possum, possum looked at me, saying, come on, Blue, you can have some too. I cooked that possum good and brown, and I baked them sweet potatoes round and round, saying, come on, Blue, you can have some. Ground in my backyard, saying, go on, Blue, I'm coming too. I dug his grave with a silver spade, and I let him down with a golden chain, saying, go on, Blue, I'm coming too. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do is grab my horn and I'll blow for old Blue, saying, come on, Blue. Finally got here too. I had no dog, and his name was Blue. And I bet you $5 he's a good dog too, saying, come on, Blue.
Isn't that wonderful? Let's give them another hand. We had a little festival down Apopka way the Saturday before Thanksgiving last year. We'll have another one the Saturday before Thanksgiving come November. And these girls were there. Let's welcome the Orlando Cloggers.
Thank you, Thelma. Cousin Thelma. I got a little confession to make. I'd like to let you in on it. These cloggers have never clogged.
In and out. Promenade right back home. Poor lady's chain. Chain right back. Hey, down the middle. Pure.
It's always a thrill to have with us the first citizens of Florida, the Seminole Indians.
Played as
This first chant there that we are going to do is called Stealing or Steal Away.
Yo, hey, yoga, hey, hey, yoga, yoga, hey, hey, yoga, yoga, hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
Hiya, Licky!
Hey, hiya, Licky!
Hey, hiya, Licky!
Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky! Hey, hiya, Licky!
Hey, hiya, Licky!
A study contrast is the English country dance to the clog. It's a pleasure to present the Marietta Johnson School of Organic Education English country dancers from Fairhope, Alabama. Welcome them, please.
The girls come forward for their first number, an English country dance. Step stately.
Here comes Jack Grant. Holmes Beach.
How's that?
You from Holmes Beach?
Right now I am.
Good. All around Florida.
That's
He's
correct.
A boatman.
Yeah, a little lower, huh? How's that? Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I'm going to sing a couple of songs for you this afternoon that I hope you all enjoy a whole lot. One of them's about a little toy that some little girl used to enjoy. I got a boy, so he only has two friends. One is a little old dog that, at least it used to be a dog, now it looks like a rag. The other's a sock doll that he calls Dr. Sock. Anyhow, this one's about the original little old dolly that was in music. It's called My Rubber Dolly. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Dolly. Her name's Polly, and though she's pretty, I think she's pretty. Oh, you can squeeze her, but please don't tease her. My rubber dolly is out of love.
Sung by Bessie Smith many years ago. It's a very true song. I hope all you fellow husbands in the audience will listen to this song and pay very careful attention to it. Because it sure has a whole lot of truth in it. It's called "You Gotta See Your Mama Every Night or You Ain't Gonna See Your Mama at All." I gotta tune my kazoo here and then I'll be all set. Yeah, that's about right. It's a key of C kazoo. I gotta be very careful about what I do with it.
You got to see your mama every night, oh, you can't see your mama at all. You got to love your mama and treat her right, oh.
Wind up that phonograph again and let us have another number.
Well, let me ask you, would you like to hear one just a guitar picking or one with a mouth harp and singing?
Guitar.
Sing it out. Okay, well, I'll sing you one then. I've been picking all day long. My hand's about like rubber right now anyhow. I play one called Bring in the Georgia Mail. How's that? Sound all right?
They say in old-timey show business that some people are hard to follow, but I think that Merle Lemon is equal to the task. Merle, come on up. Let's give him a great big hand.
I had 10 people come by yesterday evening after I did my Chet Atkins lesson and played Caravan for me. For those of you who weren't here, I gave a lesson in how to play Chet Atkins-style guitar. You want to go ahead and do that? So let me do a follow-up to that. And since time is so short, and we do have so many people on the program, very good acts, I might add, I want to try to compress a whole bunch of songs here into a short amount of time. First of all, we'll start off by doing two songs at the same time. Now, the way we do this, you probably all know both the songs. I know you all will know this one. All right, you all know that. Of course, that's Yankee Doodle. And then the other one.
Pardon?
The other one is this one. Better luck next time. But what I'm going to do now is to play these two songs at the very same time, provided I can still do it. Now listen close. ¶¶ Thank you. Now, that was two songs at the same time. What I'm going to try to do now is to play one song twice at the same time. As soon as I figure out how I did it. All you kids, youngsters here, you probably do this right now. In school, you do this thing where the first row would start out singing, row, row, row your boat. And then at that point, the second row would come in from the beginning while the first row kept on singing. Well, on a guitar, this is kind of hard to do, but you have to do it in different octaves. So we'll imagine that this group here is the tenors or the sopranos, and then down here we have the baritones. So the tenors or sopranos will start off first, and they sound like this. And then at that point, the baritones come in from the beginning while the sopranos keep going. Out an ending yet. There, that's two of them. Thank you. The only thing that I can imagine that would be harder would be to do three rounds at the same time. Now, you all know that that is, of course, physically impossible on the guitar, and I think it's probably physically impossible even on a piano, unless you have some extra person there with their hands working for you. So on a guitar, if you're going to play three rounds, you actually have to sing one like this. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. With a one-track mind, that's hard. So what I'll do now, have we got just a couple more minutes yet?
About one?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do one here for you called The Wildwood Flower. This goes back into the original Carter family style.
Thank you, Merle. You people who are standing up right over there, there's some vacant seats in here. Come sit in them, won't you? And let's welcome the Lee H. Edwards School Square Dancers all the way from Asheville, North Carolina, with their leader, Leroy Briggs. And the Bluegrass Pals are going to accompany. Want to thank the band and the fiddle player. they had to get him up from eating his lunch to come and fiddle for that group. And wouldn't it have been a pity? Oh, yeah, well, oh, well, we liked him a lot. We liked them all. We did. Let's welcome an old friend who's been here many, many times to sing traditional ballads for us, Molly Wilcox of Jacksonville. Dear sweet Molly.
You know, I'm still just about a tar heel. You might be interested in looking at my instrument more than anything
All right.
else.
Sit down and talk, because your mic's low.
All right. It's a hand-carved primitive dulcimer. It was made by Ed Presnell from Banner Elk, North Carolina. Last night there were four Marys. This night there'll be but three. There's a And a Mary Carmichael and me. How often have I dressed my queen and put gold upon her hair? But all I have got for my reward is the gown. They'll tie a kerchief around my head. They'll nay let me see too deep. And I'll ne'er get sight of my father and mother, for they're away over the sea. I charge.
Henry Graham is coming on next, and he asks that you save applause until the end, because that gives him a little more time. You see, we're timing all these people. So you save your applause until the end. We love to hear everything that Henry has to do for us.
Just an old Florida cracker. I know a lot of Georgia crackers and Alabama crackers, so I'm a Florida cracker. And when I get through, maybe y'all realize that I'm that way out in the woods where you had to pump sunshine. I use this in my hunting as well as other entertainment.
Ah, 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 ah.
mallard duck, or you call it a tame duck, either one. Next is a turkey. It's quite a curiosity on a foggy morning. The other fellas can't work their yelper. It's got damp in the fog, and they can't use it, but I can get along pretty well. A lot of them come to that,
where it sounds right or not.
I've called a lot of quail up. People that's not used to the hunting and fishing like I do wouldn't realize what these things mean. And until you see a quail come up around your feed, you couldn't realize what the calls mean and study them like I have. And it may not be entertaining to you, but it saves having to use a bird dog all the time. To call a quail up, if you find a covey riding along the road, now truth is stranger than fiction, but I've had quail to get on the hood of the car. Of course, the car was sitting still, but I've had quail walk on the hood of the car trying to get in and the motor running with this call. It's a wounded call. And anywhere on the road now, anywhere you see a covey of quail, I can call them up to the car. If I'm out on the ground and standing out in the open, they'll still come to you thinking you've got one and holding him. He's crippled, and they want you to turn him loose and catch them. And this is the sound. That doesn't sound loud much, but I mean a quail come for 100 yards or so. The next is a crow. Now, I have a pet crow, and people think that a lot of farmers shoot them. And they're very annoying, and they're destroying. But you can get one when they're small, and they'll talk several words and several sentences just as good as a parrot can. I'll call a lot of them up. This is another entertainment I get while I'm out hunting. Keep the fellow awake at night while I sleep and see if he recognizes it. It's known as the monkey face or barn owl. A lot of people's talking about Florida and the alligators. Alligators about the most harmless animal that look as vicious as this. And I've waded in the lake fishing, had them swim around me, and I've killed a lot of them back several years ago just for the sport of it. It's bothering the farmer's stock or something like that. And if I can get the wind on one within a quarter of a mile of him, I'll guarantee you I can call him to me. Wonder how many farmers here have been woke up by this sound early in the morning and they didn't want to get up. It was poor daylight. It wasn't time to feed the stock, but they had to wake up whether they wanted to or not. And go out in the around Christmas time, hog killing time. Got the hog in the pen, somebody's got to catch him. And it's quite a job sometimes, he's a good sized hog, to hold on to him to get him out of the pen. I go back to the fowl just a minute. It's something I've about grown before I realized how to imitate it, and it's guinea. And you say hot rack, I have to think of that. Hot rack, and cut it short. I don't know where y'all have ever kids when the folks have gone from home. Kids never do get into mischief. They used to be good kids, you know, and they don't do that anymore either. All the children don't get into trouble when the parents go to town and leave them in the country. They sick the dog on the cat the first thing.
Get him, boy. Get him, get him.
I concluded this because it's quite a strain to do this, but sure a lot of you worked horses and enjoy riding them, and it's quite a strain to do this, but I hope it's about right. Thank you.
The J. Smith family of Jacksonville. Give them a hand.
This is a song about green corn. There's a story about the family who had a daughter of marriageable age who would invite the prospective suitors to take supper, and then they'd offer him corn and wait to see whether he passed his plate or his glass. Green corn, green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Molly. Green corn, green corn.
Green corn, green corn,
green corn, green corn,
come along, Charlie. Green corn, green corn, don't tell Molly. Green corn, green corn.
Love my wife and love my babies. Love my biscuits, soft and gravy.
Green corn, green corn, green corn, green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Molly. Green corn, green corn.
All I want to make me happy. Three little kids to call me pappy.
Green corn.
I was right here, or really out there, and it was the first time I'd come over. So this is sort of an anniversary, and that we were first found out about the Florida Festival 10 years ago today. Surely some of you were here then. Surely some of you were here 10 years ago today, were you? At the festival? Eugenia Cicini was singing some songs about advice to married people. This is another one. There was an old woman in our town did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but other men twice as well. She went down to the doctor to see what she could find. She asked him for something to make her old man blind. Feed him on eggs and marrowbone, feed them to him all. That will make your man so blind he can't see you at all. She fed him on eggs and marrowbone, fed them to him all. He said, my dear, I'm going blind and I can't see you at all. Oh, I'm growing old and blind now, I'm tired of my life. I'm going to the river and drown myself, and that will end my strife. Oh, no, my dear, don't drown yourself, for that would be a sin. I'll go down to the river with you and kindly push you in. So she led him down to the river bank, and there she made him stand, while she backed up a few paces to push him from the land. The old woman took a running jump to push him off ahead. The old man, he stepped to one side and she went in instead.
She yelled for help, she screamed for help, and loudly she did bawl. The old man said, I'm so blind, I can't see you at all. She swam along and swam along, right up to the river's brim. The gray old man picked up a big long pole, and he pushed her further in. Well, now the old woman is dead and gone, the devil must have her soul. Wasn't she a doggone fool not to grab that pole? So eggs and marrow bone will make your old man blind, but if you want to do him in, you better creep up behind.
It's a pleasure to introduce Frog Smith from Fort Myers. This man's a writer, a collector, knows more about old steam engines than most anybody, contributes a column to the Fort Myers paper.
Right now, I'm going to talk about something else besides steam engines. I'm going to talk about something that's never been crossbred or weeded out of the cracker. You just can't get it out of the cracker. That's superstition. He's scared of his shadow sometimes at night if he's got a guilty conscience. But in his conscience standard, he can make it all right. I wonder how many of the people who listen to that ever heard of Second Peter from High Springs. A lot of people don't know about that. He was an old colored fella. He drove an ox named Balaam to a two-wheel cart. And if you give him a quart of cotton seed, he'd keep the caterpillars out of your cotton field. Don't ask me how he done it, because I'm no farmer. But that's superstition for you. And I want to tell all these girls a little voodoo trick to learn the color of their husband's hair before they marry him or ever see him. If they'll sit in front of the fire on a cold night, wash their feet in a big basin of water, then wash their hands and wash their face last, then take a big fire coal, pull out a fire and souse in that water, and when that fire coal cools, break it open very carefully, there'll be a hair in it, the color of whoever's hair you're going to marry. And it seems unreasonable, but I guess I pulled out 50 of them looking for one color, and I always got another, however it worked. And so on June the 21st in 1913, I took a mirror down to the well and turned it bottom side up over the well. In the shadow of that mirror, I drew the picture of my wife 4 years before I met her. I didn't meet her until 1917. That was quite a while ago. And a lot of folks have married and split up since then, but we didn't. We held right on through. And superstition, a lot of people figure that there's always more ghosts around a graveyard than anywhere else. But there's not. Gas will form in cavities underground. So there's nowhere there's any more cavities than there are in a graveyard. A ghost won't hurt you, but a ghost will make you hurt yourself. Now up in Georgia up here, they plant corn in the moon and plant cotton by the sun. They harvest it there through the heat of the summer. And if you pick the right days, third day of March was a cotton picking time, a cotton planting time. You plant your cotton in the third day of March, you generally pick it in July when the weather was the hottest. People don't realize that this used to be a cotton producing area right here. A lot of people don't know that a steamboat once came up this river here too, docked in White Springs. But that's been a long time ago also. And at one time, this was one of the greatest timberland countries in the world. And it's for the ghost and the scary part of it. There's not much to it. But my father wanted to go fishing one time on Suwannee River. At that time, there was steep banks down here in Suwannee County. You could hardly get up and down those banks to the river. So one night he started fishing, and after walking for a mile or two, he couldn't find any place to fish, whatever. He went back to the mill, built a 5-gallon jack-o'-lantern out of an old 5-gallon oil can, made this 5-gallon jack-o'-lantern, a big one, put a brass lamp in it, covered it in red flannel cloth, built a float for it, and set that thing on the river. I don't know what the people's superstition did, but it run every fisherman out of Suwannee River for 5 miles. Thank you.
Now let's welcome the Smith Family Singers from Fort Myers. Frog's son, and I'll let him introduce the ladies.
On this first song that we're going to sing, we would like for the audience to help us. There's a part in this song that we have to have a little bit of hand clapping. And it's so hot out there, this might help cool you off a little bit if you try it. You watch our blonde over here, and when she claps her hands, how about everybody helping her on this spiritual entitled Crossing Chili Jordan?
On Jordan, thanks I stand. River is deep and wide. I will have no fear, for the Lord is near. I'm gonna reach the other side. I'm gonna cross to the Jordan. The Lord himself will be my God. I will have no fear, for the Lord is near. I'm gonna reach the other side.